This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Regional mediation efforts to reverse the coup in Niger collapse as soon as they started. Tensions are escalating before Sunday's deadline nears for a possible military intervention by other Western countries. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking in a meeting in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, ECOWAS Political Affairs Commissioner Abdul Fatu Musa said it was time to show the coup leaders the regional group means what they say.
There is a steely determination by our heads of state and government to put an end to it and to make an example of Niger to make sure that never again are we going to allow the disruption of the region's move towards democratic consolidation.
The decision to carry out a military intervention comes after ECOWAS gave the coup leaders in Niger until Sunday to restore power to elected President Mohamed Bazoum. The regional body would not divulge when or where the action would take place. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistani police have arrested former Prime Minister Imran Khan at his home in the eastern city of Lahore. It is the second time the popular opposition leader has been detained this year. The Saturday arrest followed a court convicting him earlier in the day in an asset concealment case, handing down a 3-year prison sentence. It's a fresh blow to Khan's bid to return to power since his ouster and no confidence vote in parliament in April of last year. Under Pakistani law, people with a criminal conviction cannot run for public office. His political party says it will challenge the verdict in a superior court. Ukraine says its sea drone struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlying Kyiv's growing capabilities as the Black Sea becomes an increasingly important battleground in the war. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism and sentenced him to 19 years in prison. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Navalny is already serving a 9-year term on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges against the politician relate to the activities of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. Navalny, who's 47, is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and has exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests. He was arrested in January 2021 upon returning to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning. He's blamed that poisoning on the Kremlin, but the Kremlin's denied involvement. I'm Charles Villadesma.
An American publishing executive has died in a boating accident off Italy's Amalfi Coast. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Bloomsbury Publishing says its president, 45-year-old Adrian Vaughn, died in the accident. Italian state TV says the rented motorboat Vaughn and her family were on crashed into a sailboat Thursday that was carrying dozens of U.S. and German tourists. According to state TV, Vaughn was pulled out of the water and brought to a dock, but died by the time a helicopter ambulance arrived. Reports say Vaughn's husband is hospitalized with a shoulder injury, while the couple's two young children were uninjured. The Italian Coast Guard is investigating the crash. Vaughn joined Bloomsbury in 2020 as executive editor and COO. She was promoted to president a year later. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal health officials approved the first pill to specifically treat depression after childbirth. Postpartum depression affects thousands of new mothers in the U.S. each year. The Food and Drug Administration approved the drug for adults experiencing severe depression related to childbirth or pregnancy. It's taken once a day for 14 days. A new pill works similar to an older drug that is also approved. Another Mega Millions drawing, another night without a jackpot winner. The numbers drawn Friday night were 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, Gold Ball 20, because no one took the estimated $1.35 billion grand prize. The pot has now increased to $1.55 billion for the next drawing, which occurs on Tuesday night. And there have now been 31 straight drawings without a jackpot winner. The $1.55 billion jackpot would be for a sole winner who chooses the annuity option with payments stretched over 30 years. Most winners opt for a lump sum, which would be an estimated $757.2 million. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.